He heard Tavas, he's a person who's not thinking about women while he's wearing his tefillin. A person constantly has that problem of thinking about women, he shouldn't be wearing tefillin. Okay, Mr. Berg, Yudalad, the Zoyer. So the Gufnaki applies not only to the body, but to the thought, to the mind. But the person has a chiyuv, it's not like a p'tur, he has a chiyuv to try and clear his mind and wear tefillin. Okay. Ovel b'yom rishon also l'niach tefillin. Ovel does not wear tefillin the first day. But after the first day he's chayiv, even if new people came to Menachem Ovel, which that regenerates the pain, still he's still chayiv. Tesvav b'yom rishon, tesayim b'yom rishon. Pirush afilu b'yom shenikver, that applies on the shenu yom misa. That applies not only from the time to the misa to the kvura. So he's an oinon. Once he buries, so if it's the burial and the misa and the kvura on the same day, so that's clearly the yom rishon of the Torah. So that's he's potter. But even if that took place later, he doesn't wear tefillin. And that truly applies from the night to the day also. But the exception to this is if it happened cholamoid, according to those who were tefillin cholamoid, he would wear tefillin. Okay, now. Because as much as the avelus doesn't apply during cholamoid, so he's not being noyig that the pain of that day, so he should wear a tefillin. The first day is a day of pain. So therefore, the Prima says you should not make a bracha on them. Now the truth is, even though the Ramah says the minhag is to make a bracha, the Rishabur, but before that the minhag is not to. You should put on tefillin on cholamoid without a bracha. Now, furthermore, so he was not knowing avelus during cholamoid. So he begins his shiva after cholamoid, after Yom Tov. So maybe the first day of avelus then he should wear not retil. No, but b'beim la'achar moyed, after Yom Rishon avelus, become welcome k'var nichamu menachem ibn moyed. Even though it's the first day of keeping the halachas of avelus, but the nicham already started beforehand. Case where the kvura was on Yom Tov Sheni, so he's not knowing avelus on Yom Tov Sheni, but it was the first day, the day of the kvura was on Yom Tov Sheni. Then the next day, where he starts the avelus Yisruchag, he would wear tefillin. Yom Tov Sheni Erlul Minyan Shiva, the Yom Tov Sheni counts for the 7 days. Yom Shachar Moed Yichashav L'Sheni. Therefore, the next day is already day two. Okay, Shama Shmuel Krayvo. A person was informed of a Shmuel Krabba, which means, what does that mean? The Hainu, Besuch Shleshim, Philosh Yom Shleshim Atzim. If a person did not know about the Ptira of one of the 7 Krabim, a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, wife, and he only heard about it within the first 30 days after the Ptira, that's called Shmuel Krabba. So the law says he has to keep all 7 days. If he hears about it after 30 days, he only keeps 1 hour of Avelis. It's called a Shmuel Rechaika. So if we keep Shmuel Krayva for him, this is the first time he knows about it, and he has to keep 7 days. For that day, Gam Ken Dino be Yom HaKvur. For him, that's like the day of Kvur. That's the first knowledge of this. That's the pain is right there. The strong, the Yom HaMar is there, and therefore he doesn't wear tefillin. Can I feel him Shema Belaylo? You need tefillin, but Yom, even though he heard about it at nighttime, it'll continue into the day. He hears about it, he has to take the tefillin off. So Mutal and Yitzvillan, Vakoshi and Shenat Sarach Lahotzim. Since it's been a long time which has passed, even for him it's the first time hearing about it, since there's no Dini Avelis, or there's very limited Dini Avelis, so it doesn't affect his wearing of Tefillin. Okay, in Bo'aloi Hashmua Be'em Sapsukat Zimram Chigavno, in that situation, where he hears about the middle of davening, lo yachlis the tefillin, rak yachlis min lola mishum avelis. He takes off his shoes because he's a novel, but he keeps wearing the tefillin. But if that shmur rechoika causes him to be emotionally in a state of a distraught state, bechi doesn't mean he's a little bit crying, it means he's, you know, very distraught. So, when it gets to the point of, because that point in time he's Mesir Das. The problem here is not a Dinner Biyam Amar, it's a Dinner Mesir Das. He's so involved in the Velas, he can't be aware of the Tefillin he's wearing. So it's a separate issue. And there's a lot of Mesir, kept Mesir Das when you're wearing the Tefillin. Yud Zayin. So the first day he's also to wear tefillin. Tefillin Nikri. Why is that? Tefillin Nikri Pe'er. But the pasuk refers to tefillin as Pe'er, as a glory. The oval oil be'efer, and the oval takes the word Pe'er, the Pe'ayin, Pe'aleph Reish, and makes it into the Aleph Pe Reish, which is Efer. So he's now rolling in the Efer. Vein Noa Losis Pe'er Tachas Efer. So you can't put the Pe'er when he's in a state of, as it were, in the ashes. This play over here is not a mishmur. It's actually a Gemara, and a Rashi in the Gemara. Okay, Mikan ve'elich to see about we suck your mar.
Is it deraisa or darbar?
Pashas the tourist of deraisa. It's based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, but Pashas the drush on the pasuk in Yecheskel is like any of these things. It's we assume that the Navi can't be mechadish halachas, so we assume anytime you see a halacha concept in Navi means that they had a masara that was the halacha, and the Navi just mentioned it. Well, not that he's being mechadish it, that he just mentioned it, so we know from the fact that he says it that it was true, that it was an accepted halacha fact.
Were there darabonis at the time of the
Navi? There were some darabonis at the time of the Navi. In general, we assume that these type of things, the Mara's lashon is that they had a Gemara. They had a Gemara meaning a Masara on that point, and the Navi was Masmasa Bechem until Pasuk. Mikan Ve'elik the Sivach Rishak Kiyamar. Suppose it says Kiyamar. So the Pasuk defines that the moment of Mar is one day. Shaminal Deikar Amirir is Hu Yom Rishon. So the main state of being bitter of the Avelus is the first day. Afterwards, he's Chayiv. Mashal the Chayiv Miyad. So the shalom here is, can he put it on from Alois, or does he have to wait till Nates? So you're actually into you find by a lot of these halachas that till it's you have, you know, a part of the day behind you, it's not like you're into the next day. So he says you should wait till after the Nates, even if Panim Chadashas came. So he can wear tefillin while the menachem are there. So if he's wearing tefillin and the panim chadoshes came to menachem him, he doesn't take them off. But he was ready. If they're there ready, he should not put on tefillin when he's in a state of being with these panim chadoshes. So there's some element like a menunis, so he shouldn't be putting on tefillin at that point in time.
What?
Newness? Newness. Newness. Vav. Betisha Bav Chayav Metvillin. And Gemma Simon Tovkuf Nun. Hey. Mishabura Chaval of Chayav Metvillin, the Lord Chomer, Tisha Bav Mishar Yimei Avelis. Tisha Bav is equivalent of the later days of Avelis. The Mor says, in Yavamis, because we look at Tisha B'Av is called the Avelis Yeshana, doesn't have that same intensity of that first moment, and therefore it's like the later days of Avelis where there's a Chiyuv Tefillin. Zayin Kosim Shoshvinov Pirish Reyev Asmechem Imoy Chobanei Chupa Baturim Mishum Nashkiach Shech was the Kalas Rosh. So while they're actually celebrating the Chasna, they're celebrating the Simcha, they're not part of the Tefillin. It means that they're at the place where the chuppah is taking place. People are celebrating. There's a tendency towards Kalas Rosh. Turim.
So we're talking about after the wedding takes place, not
correct.
Before, right?
Correct.
Now, over here, they should, like we said before, by
pull themselves together?
Knowledge. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Pturim, Shuvas Ramah Simon Reish Kuvlam and Beis, Kosov, the Idna Shaaf, Achos, and Chayab, Kriyashma, Tfila, Kosha Kosov, Simon Ayan. So originally, we didn't the Gemara Achos and his Potter from saying Kriyashma because he can't cut, he's focusing on his mitzvah and he's not, he can't focus on the Kriyashma and Tfila. But we do that nowadays. We say Kriyashma and we say Tfilin, Tfila, because we say we're not so. And that came in our kavana in general that we say, like, you know, I'm always so perfect. My kavana today, I'm not going to be so perfect. I should be potter. I mean, like, you know, really, you're not really mechavan. You most of them anyway. Period. It's like, you know, what are you being so frum about? So once he's chayiv in Kriyas Shema Tefillah, means he has to pull himself together to focus on Kriyas Shema Tefillah. He should be wearing tefillin already. That's the Ramah. Vayim b'rimo gan ramsha pifak be dinner. The mitzvah of the b'divsek of shulchan aruch to turn me tefillin beis hamishta. So, but that's true when they interrupt for davening. But during the mishta, the theoretically person, you know, would wear. But while they're in the mishta, they're in the mishta. Megamling in tefila hamekel kadas Rashi liptur beis hamishta lo hivsini mechosan meisav etzlam. Does have a mitzvah das Rashi? Rashi says you're celebrating with the chosan. It's a mitzvah. Part of a mitzvah. So you're not mechuyev to interrupt the simcha for that purpose, and therefore you don't have to wear tefillin either.
That's a different reason than the mechaber.
That's a different reason than the mechaber, correct? Amadibra grow, b'birur mashadein in tefillah, l'shakasa b'siyasa simarish l'mabeis. He passes, and we don't say that swear, and we say the yar mechuyev to interrupt the meal to daven. That's a b'shalosh by hilchus by reish l'mabeis by mincha. Even if you start the sudas chasna earlier in the day. It's going, let's say, in the winter, so you start, you know, it's a Sunday, you make a chas at 12, 1 o'clock. But 3, 4 o'clock, the chas is still, the suit is still going, and it's the sun is setting. You got a daven. Well, I said, it's about the minute mitzvah. We don't say that. We say, you interrupt, and you daven mincha. So that's the basis of over there. So once that's true, so we say, you're mechid interrupt for tefillah, so who would then, you would, if you hadn't put on tefillin yet that day, you'd interrupt for to put on tefillin. Ramah says we do wear, we do daven, and that's the minig nowadays. Fine. Okay. He seems to be makri at the end, like the Elis Tamid, not like the Morgan of Ram. Especially since the Gra seems to support Elis Tamid. Elis Tamid was a sefer written as a commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. He actually was a contemporary of the Magen Avraham. He published his a little before the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham a lot of times responds. He says Ayin Tav. He's referring to Elis Tamid. He usually quotes him to argue with him. Very rarely quotes him to agree with him. Yeah, and the Magen Avraham usually was the moment it was accepted. So Mishmur once in a while will pass on Elis Tamid over Magen Avraham, but that's not usually the case. A little bit of history about that. Okay, now interesting. The next step is very interesting. We're talking about there's a concept of mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. So what's called what type of mitzvah are you involved in? You potter min a mitzvah. She says the following: Kosei tefillin mezuzos. People which are supplying tefillin mezuzos, the writers. Hey, Matagareim, they and the people who then act as the take purchase them and resell them. Matagareim, even if there's two middlemen, Kloisim Alecha Shemaim, anybody's involved in making available these items which are mitzvah purpose items. Sermon Alecha Tzilin Kol Yoyim, Zulas Bashas Kriya Shema Tefillah. Similarly, we'd have Alecha, you're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. So they have to interrupt for davening, so they have to wear tefillin then. But the rest of the day, they're being oisik in the mitzvah. They're providing tefillin mezuzos to Klal Yisrael. So they're being oisik in the mitzvah. They're not chayiv in the mitzvah wearing tefillin. Oisik in the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah will talk about if their kavana is for money versus if their kavana is for the mitzvah. Right, that might make a difference. Okay. Hagav im hayu tzrichim lasos malachta mishas kriyashma tefila. Us b'term kriyashma tefila tefilin. The kolosim mitzvah part of the mitzvah. They already were kolosim mitzvah. Mitzvah is part of mitzvah acheris. So if they if this supply process would require that they must be involved in it even during the time of kriyashma and tefila, they wouldn't have to interrupt for kriyashma tefila. If getting the second one is going to be would be some way be difficult. But the Ran says that doesn't apply if it's possible to do both. So a person sitting in a sukkah, say you hold kol ma'ayis chayv and tefillin. So he's sitting in a sukkah. This is part of the mitzvah. So I don't put on tefillin. I'm sitting in a sukkah. There's nothing in sitting in a sukkah which precludes you from also doing mitzvah tefillin. Right, but if being Isaac and right now that you have to get this shipment of tefillin in for people who need it to get to wear today, and you're having a big problem with the customs, and you must deal with the customs officer right now, otherwise it's not going to happen. But it's my kriyash about tefillah, so I don't care. You've been Isaac b'mitzvah, so you deal with that, and you don't daven, right? Because you can't do both at that point in time. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Chavdal Tagareim after Ravichim is out, they're making money. They're still part. However, if your main kavanah is to make money, so then your main kavanah is to make money. If your main kavanah is to provide mitzvah items to Klal Yisrael, just the mitzvah, you need to live, so you want to charge something to be able to have that, that's called mitzvah. Mishnah Salanta used to always say that used to have these Jewish inns. These people, these innkeepers would be on these main highways. You travel, it was horrible out. It was rainy, cold, snowy, etc. You finally come to this place. You had a warm bed, you had warm food. It was a tremendous mitzvah. Then he charges you $5. He loses his kavanah on the money instead of the mitzvah. He loses the whole thing. For $5, he did this tremendously important mitzvah and he just threw it out for $5. Just have kavanah for the mitzvah. I got to live also. But, you focus on the money, you lost the whole thing. Who was it? The Maisa with the I forgot who it was with. Leib Chasman, I think it was, says there was once two bachrim bringing chairs into shir for it. Right? So he says, if you would have brought it for each other, you would have been oisim mitzvah. Now you're just thumb schleppers.
I've heard it said about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky.
Okay,
but it's you could just plug in your guttle. It'll always work.
I think I heard from Shlomo Fedon, from his Rebbe, Leib Chasman. Now, if Rav Leib did it, it's very possible that the Yaakov did it also.
Yeah.
So there's the people who buy large amounts, and the people pass it on to the person who then sells them piece by piece. The local Judaica dealer. So, but if they're positive from Kriyashma and Tefillah. They're positive from tefillin, except for their kriyashma tefillah, except if they need to be osik at that point in time also. Kagoyin chavzayin chavov. Kagoyin he has somebody who wants to purchase now. He's mamish leaving now and he can't wait. And if you don't sell it to him now, he's going to have to leave without the item. And you want to put on your tefillin and you want to say Shema or whatever it is, or Kriya Shema. So you have the responsibility to give this person this item. That's the mitzvah that you're being oisik again. So you're putting from Kriya Shema or tefillin, whatever it is. What did the Sharkla mitzvahs? Okay, mutalita relimker lezeh avo bisha yerezeh yavre zman a mitzvah. So even though right by doing so, you're going to lose the other mitzvah. So the Talmud, you already started the mitzvah. So I'm being Oisik and Mitzvah A. I don't interrupt Mitzvah A for Mitzvah B. But I didn't start yet. So now it's a new question. So now my question is, I could fulfill my mitzvah of Kriya Shema today, or I could give you a pair of tefillin that you'll have. So what's more important? That's a different question. That's not this question. This question, I already started taking care of him, and I realized, I looked at the clock, and says, buddy, if you don't finish this transaction with me now, I'm never going to have tefillin. You know, I'm leaving, I'm going to have tefillin for the next year. I'm going to Africa. So you're being oisik already. Limit so you don't stop. So then all is baturim. He started already the mitzvah beforehand. Now, who asked you to start writing Tefillin Mezuzos when it's time for Kriya Shema already? Okay. We have to look at the Nacha server, you can't miss this Kriya Shema Tefillin. So now it's his man already. You have a choice. Finish writing the tefillin for him, and he'll have the tefillin to take with him, or say Shmia, and he won't. So that's, but you have both in front of you. So I want to start writing now. If at least you'll be able to get the first parsha of Shema afterwards, that's enough. And the pasuk you should say it very quickly right now. That one parsha is the first parsha of Shema, and then you'll go do the work and deliver the tefillin to him.
He has to be mishayro enough time to say the first parsha or the whole Shema?
The first parsha. I think so. So I'm putting on the tefillin, or I'm taking care of the. In most cases, I'm taking care of the aveda. He has to spread it out that it shouldn't get moldy. He's right now actually delivering it. He's already wearing the tefillin, so I'm not being oisik with mitzvah. I mean, mekayim mitzvah, not being oisik in it. Hashem Raveda, Shimonach is kar b'tevosay. I picked it up, I processed it, I put it away safely. It's in my safe. I'm oisik with mitzvah. No, you're not being oisik with mitzvah. You're being mekayim mitzvah. Right now, you're taking care of this guy's aveda for him. You're Hashem Raveda, but you're not being oisik in the mitzvah at this point in time. So that situation, Chogigav na'af al-pishu m'kayim mitzvah, and then o'osib mitzvah, lo miftim mi mitzvah acher, is ayyadizah. Bayim re'alocha, shibir adiyos. So this is a chilek that the Rishonim say the difference between o'osib mitzvah and m'kayim mitzvah. I think so. That, the Tirana, but the Ran says, it's not mistarber, that, you know, but that, because according to this process, basically, since they were tefillin kol yoyim, it was, you know, if he wouldn't say this, basically they'd be part of all mitzvahs the whole day. No stalker, no anything, because I mean, wearing tefillin. That's not logical. That was supposed to happen. You know, it'd be a great idea. You see the only coming down the street. And say, 1 second, put on tefillin. Wearing tefillin, putter on. I want putter for the mitzvah. You know. This is imsorach litzarach achar keres. If there's going to be a tircham out in the second one. So this klal oisim mitzvah patur min mitzvah means even the second mitzvah is quote unquote more important. You don't interrupt the first. Once you start the first mitzvah, you don't interrupt it. And even if doing the second one would not function as a bittul in the first one, you could theoretically do both. You're not mechuyev. So Mishnah Berurah actually talks about it later on. So I'm in the middle of davening, and an oni comes and he asks for tzedakah. So I'm not mechuyev. Now I can continue davening, take money out of my pocket, and give it to him. But I mean, oisik a mitzvah. I mean, oisik in davening. So I'm not mechuyev to give the oni tzedakah at that point in time. I mean, oisik in the mitzvah. Therefore, he says it's not really proper that the neim, you know, should, you know, or the gabbai should be going around during davening, you know. And asking for tzedakah, because you're right. I mean, as much of this halacha is true, it means the message that the chazal are understanding that it's not proper to leave mitzvah A to go do mitzvah B. So I'm like, you know, well, that's not good enough. Let's do something else instead. It's almost like an insult to the first mitzvah. I mean, Isaac can, like, you know, standing in front of the king serving him and said, 1 second, I want to serve you a different way. Excuse me, already you're serving me this way. You don't interrupt and do something else. So it wouldn't be proper to do that. The mitzvah, that's the. you try at least to minimize the interruption as much as possible.
Prepare the money before.
Prepare the money before, and whatever it is.
If you
didn't,
you stopped
davening,
don't
you?
We're not
going to
stop davening.
They usually don't have much conversation.
You know, in New York, they put their hand out,
yeah.
Yeah. That's it. You know,
if you can't figure out what they want, then you need help.
Okay. Test. Mitzdar mishadaita ain't that to me yoshevus alav. Either person is mitzdar, or he's poshut. He's not settled right now. He's very upset about something. He's not settled. He's potter. You can't be mitzdas from your tefillin. And if you're busy thinking whatever your problem, so now we said before you try to put yourself together as much as possible. Okay, mitzdar. I feel a mitzina. Even the mitzvah is just because of it's cold out. But if that's really bothering you, again, you know, it's cold out. It's 60 degrees. Like I'm not from Tulin. You have to picture the European cold. You know, cold meant there was no heat and it was 20 below before the wind chill. Let's get it. You know, it's cold. You know, you can't think of anything else but the cold. So you can't think about your Tulin. So you're not even Tulin. Vayin b'samuch. We'll talk about that more. Okay. Or Meshen Daitoy, Mar Rishi Epshel of the Yashiv Daitoy. He can't pull himself together. Alam Epshel of the Chayv of the Yashiv Daitoy. If he can pull himself together, he should pull himself together and focus on Shema for that period of time. Yeah. You had a Karabatara Potemi Anochas Tfilin Kolaya. Zulus b'shas kriyas shema tefillah. The person's learning. He's not mukhayiv to wear tefillah. Now we'll see in the mishabur what exactly this p'tur is. But the same way you mukhayiv to interrupt kar b'tara for kriyas shema tefillah, you mukhayiv to wear tefillah. Okay. Lama beis b'tara. After the dafka b'tara shabiksav. This halacha that kar b'tara is potter from tefillin is referring to Torah shebiksav. Avaloi ba'isu b'gemora, not when he's learning Gemara. The Torah yesh lemer shehi atzma ois shenizkwa yisiz mitzrayim. Learning Torah shebiksav is equivalent of what the tefillin accomplishes. It's an ois. Now the Sharetzion and Yudkes says that the minhag is not like this mug and a rum. And he makes in the Gro also that does not say that. That a person who's basically learning the whole day is not mukhiv the word tefillin. Except for during Shema Potter.
Well, even if he's only learning Gemara?
Even learning Gemara, correct. Potter, Ratzo Lermer, Shein Sark, Lipsik, Mili Mudra, Kreel Nicha. What it means is Potter means he's not Mokhiv to interrupt his learning to put them on. Keep learning. Now, I mean, you're talking about a person who's not interrupting his learning for anything else either. Right? If everything else interrupts us, you know, for the coffee, he interrupts. For the fill and that, you know, I mean, we have other problems, you know. But talk about a person who sits down and he learns for 5, 6 hours, 7 hours straight, you know, and it doesn't interrupt. So that person, why should he interrupt his learning to put on tefillin? It stops the whole thought process. If you haven't started learning yet, put on your tefillin. If you want to interrupt, he's allowed to. And he can even make a bracha. Once you stop, you stopped. So now you're not learning anymore. So now you're chayv in tefillin. Now, comes the Shabbat and says, I don't understand. So, since when do we find that learning patters from mitzvahs? Normally we have a rule that learning is as important as learning is, but the purpose of learning is to do the mitzvahs. So, Talmud Torah does not patter from other mitzvahs. Like, I'm not going to take the little because I'd rather learn. I'm not going to die because I'd rather learn. You know, I mean, I can just learn the whole day. If I'm really, really serious about my learning, I'm not just going to sit and learn the whole day. So, like, you know, culture, kulis, patter, and I just learn the whole day. Now, Avol Gepisha Machuyev LaHafzik MiTalmud Torah Kedei LaKaim Kol HaMitzvah Shechuyev and Olav. Any mitzvah you have a chiyuv to do, you interrupt learning for that purpose. Kedisa BeYerodei Siman Resh Mem. Ashani Mitzvah Tefillin Sheikir Toalta Hi LaTorah. The main purpose why we wear tefillin is to facilitate learning. Where do you see that? The Ksiv LaZerkar Menei Necha LaManti Atar Hashem Aficha and Chazal Darshan that by learning. You, by wearing tefillin, you're able to then have the words of Hashem in your mouth. Well, I have the words of Hashem in my mouth already. I'm doing it. Okay, mikima shakvar oisik b'tera b'kodim and tzarech levatal tera b'shulset. Zulubik shas kriyashma u'tfila, which you may interrupt your learning for the kriyashma u'tfila. Kelekabal of omach ha'shamayim kam sha'oza dain eno oisik b'tera b'mukhiv li'yusel av'tilam. Once you stop learning for davening, so you may put on tefillin. Now, the Gemara introduces the idea of people like Rishim and Yechoy that they were so involved in their learning. The Gemara says, "Misha Trasim Nasa, who's that?" Rishim and Yechoy
Bechaver.
So Rishim and Yechoy is a madrega of learning which is so involved that. That's the Gemara says that he wasn't mechuyev in tefillah either. So that person is not that level of learning, which he's putted from tefillah, he's also putted from tefillah. But us, the Gemara says, we don't get that title trasim nasay. It means if Vilna Gaon sat and learned, that wasn't called trasim nasay. Right? That's not the madrega, you know, when he tells he had 6 minutes bittul Torah for the whole year, right? That wasn't trasim nasay. That's not nowhere near Trasim Nasi. So we don't know what that means, those words, Trasim Nasi. So they're part of the Gemara from Tefillah. Vilna is Chayiv in Tefillah. He's also Chayiv in Tefillah.
What about Shema?
What?
Shema for the
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Everybody's Chayiv for Shema. Even the Shema Yochai is part of Chayiv in Shema. That's the Raisa.
Well, if you stop for Shema, you wouldn't.
Tefillah is also the Raisa.
Yeah, but the point of Tefillah, we said that you have a count of the Mantia, Torah, Shema, Ficha. What even mechuyev? I don't know. Shema is a form of learning. So tefillah is not learning, but Shema is learning. I don't know.
Tefillin are.
Okay.
So you're saying that what you're saying here is that Rav Shimon and Yochai didn't have tefillin in the cave.
He did or he didn't. He wasn't mechuyev to. Well, he's allowed to. I don't know. He's allowed to. Mm-hmm.
Isn't there like a certain thing that it's a very bad thing to never to put on tefillin? It's a bad thing.
That was yesterday's show, yeah.
Sorry.
How shall you spell to do?
So, but if he's potter, he's potter.
All
right. Can I just finish up over here? Yudal, lo yakel tefillin b'fnei rabbi. Eliyif l'tzad acher b'fnei emos v'yakel shalofon. Uncovering your head. So it's like an act of, you know, it's like, you know, in our world, the wearing of the covering, etc., is considered covered, right? So taking it off is like, you know, I can walk in front of you bareheaded, as it were, you know. So taking off your tefillah is like the same type of thing. So that wouldn't be proper to do that in the presence of your Rebbe. Lama hei b'fnei rabba, hanu b'rabba muvik, the Rebbe chachmas v'hemeno. So rabba over here means rabba muvik, so that's very uncommon. The definition of Rabbi Muvik, the Rav Chachmasa, is from that one person, very uncommon. But if you would have that, you would be mechuyev with a full level of ema to him. And then Masa Ritzalarma, the Zilzil who Shemagala Resha Befana, but it's not their cheres to uncover your head in front of the Rebbe. Visa Yafilim Karachol, it's Rabbi Tchila is also. Therefore, even if the Rebbe took off. It's not like you're the Gemara has a case, so their Erev Shabbos, they weren't tefillin the whole day. Erev Shabbos, the Rebbe hasn't taken off. He hasn't decided it's time to take off. You decide you take off your tefillin beforehand, so you're passing before your Rebbe. So the Gemara says, that's not the cheshbon over here. Saying, even though he took off already, you can't uncover your head in front of him. You have to move away. But if you move to the side, and you don't really uncover your head, it's mutter. Okay, because Rima got it. So here it is, it's night time, you don't tefillin at night time. So Rebbe's still wearing tefillin, he didn't think it was time to take off. But you're smarter than him, you think it's time to take off already. So that's already a different problem. That was passed, you know, what are you passing in front of your Rebbe? The near Shemur Halacha b'fnei Rabbi Shemegia Higias Man Alachlitz. Finally, they all sim in Chafes of Katan and Ches Machik Sabn Shom Hashem Prima Gada. So he was mechalak over there that wearing tefillin b'layla when you're b'yichidus is you're allowed to continue, but you're b'rabim you're not allowed to continue. The defining b'yichidus and rabim also needs to be. I don't remember the details over there. What we call yachid and rabim. Now, one example where this does come up is in front of the Sefer Torah. The person had to take off tefillin when the Sefer Torah is open. By, let's say, laying on a Monday and Thursday, he has to leave early. He should turn his head away. He shouldn't uncover his head, because that's like Mechala Tefillin Lifnei Rabbah. It's a gazilzel. So that's one application which we do have as Zman Hazeh.
The talus is over his head. Does that?
See, so still take it. We should move to the side. If he should move to the side, and the towel's over his head, so that's not good. He should face away, whatever. Tefillin kardman. You can afford either tefillin or mezuzah. You buy tefillin. Lamed zayin tefillin kardman. Timitz a shiba gufoy. It's a mitzvah on your body. The kedusha tefillin, the malam kedusha mezuzah. We know that tefillin is a higher level of kedusha. The more it talks about, you can go from use an item from mezuzah, you can use it for tefillin, and not vice versa. We talked about it in regards to preparing a klaf for one. You can use it for the other or not. If it's prepared for tefillin, you can use it for mezuzah because it has enough kedusha. If you prepare it for mezuzah, you can't use it for tefillin. It doesn't have enough kedusha. Mio the didan shema nichan rak b'shas kriyash matfilo im efshar b'sheila mezuzah kedem is the efshar b'sheila. So if you were tefillin the whole day, you can't borrow it because other guys also were tefillin the whole day. But if it's only part of the day, so you borrow tefillin and you'll down with other minyan. You know, you'll buy a mezuzah. Menuda mitzara sirim lahalniyach tefillin. A person who's in cherem or a person who's a mitzara doesn't wear tefillin. So he passes that they could wear tefillin, which is interesting. I don't remember the details of that shach, because the more is mash, the menudah is potter from tefillin.
Is there any official
minute
there, or even if he does actions that...
Actually, the more it's a shayla about it, maybe the more he's passing the shayla what?
If a person does certain actions that make him a minute, but he hasn't been minute by basis.
So that depends. You know, certain chayim is chal automatically, certain charamim, you need bezin to put them into effect. So the ones which... You know, the Erev Kippur, some people do this hetaras nidui. They matter the chayim. So as much as the mimatir chayim, if you hold it to shulchan aruch, you can't wear tefillin. So if you're still in your tefillin, you're mimatir chayim. That's a strange thing. You're saying you could maybe be chayim. If you're chayim, why are you wearing tefillin? Yeah, so I told one guy, please take off your tefillin before you say the Torah's nidui. Okay.